Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we are watching episode 298, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 5, Homesick.
It aired March 6th, 1999. I don't know why I hit this on 6th so hard. Guys, get ready. It's going to be a day.
Oh, yeah.
It was written by Judd Land and directed by Blair Tru. You took some cough medicine. I've had most of a beer. So I
read the whole bottle and nothing on it said, do not operate heavy machinery.
Okay.
So I took some and drove over here.
Yep.
And it should be fine.
Oh, yeah, it'll be fine. Let's go. Oh, if you're new here, what we do is we pause recording. You guys get it. You guys know what the deal is. It's like 8:30. We need to get going. So we're going to go watch the episode right now.
Go Galactic!
We're back and we just watched Homesick, and remember last episode we were like, I want a Damon episode, I want a Maya episode.
Yeah.
We got close, but also we got very farther on another one of those.
Yeah, we got almost an episode for one of them and just nothing for the other one at all.
Literally one word from Maya, morphed. Did not see her unmorphed. No.
Well, she had a couple lines morphed.
I literally only remember her say, yeah.
She goes, yeah, and then at one point she's like, oh no, or something.
What a showing from Maya this episode. MVP. Morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website, so it's hjakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphingrid. We're on iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play. And Podknife, if you want to leave us a rating or review, and that would be awesome. We'd really appreciate it. It helps people find the show. And come listen and play with us in this space here on the Morphin Grid. I didn't have an exit strategy for that sentence. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can support the show and it helps it a bunch. And we really appreciate it. And we very much thank you. And we've kept on top of our patrons because we haven't got any new ones. So there's that. I'm just double checking to make sure I'm not a liar. I'm not a liar.
Nice.
So, Josh, I know this is a Monday episode. We normally do like reviews and emails and stuff. I don't think we have any new reviews. Are you checking that now? Is that what you're doing?
No.
Okay, well, I checked the other day and didn't see any, so
I don't think there are any.
Yeah, there's no new emails, and we don't have any Twitter stuff. So we're just going to jump right in so we can get out early on this one because it's now 9-something.
Yep.
So are you ready?
I am.
We start off with two extras talking about the ceiling.
A ceiling, and it's a good structure.
It's voiceover because they aren't allowed to talk. They're extras. Their job is literally to walk across the screen. They're featured extras. You have to pay them more if they talk. So there's voiceover from people who are already doing voiceover in the episode. It doesn't cost any extra. And literally the only word I heard was ceiling.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were mumbling
they
about.
They said a whole sentence about the ceiling.
Yeah, it's great.
It's good.
What a ceiling it is. It's on the bottom of the roof. It's great.
It's holding true.
Yeah. Then we see someone like put a bag down and they have like black gloves on and then they hack into the navigation room.
With an audio cable.
You heard me right. They hack into the room. They hack the keypad first. Then they hack the room itself. And we cut to... Oh, no. We see it say, like, engine off. And that doesn't make any sense. And we'll see why in a minute. Cut to the command center. Cut to command, I guess, is just what it's called.
Yeah, the cockpit. I said that last time.
No, that's only if you're like it's like in a ship. This is like a.
But this is a ship. But it just has a city on it.
Yeah, that's why I think it's not. It doesn't have a cockpit. No one's sitting piloting it.
I guess it's the command center then.
They've called it command something. Maybe they just called it command. I don't remember. Either way, we're there, and Captain's like, "Whoa, we just stopped. What's going on?" And Kai's like, "Someone's hacking the navigation room." He's like, we'll take security and go find out what's up.
If you turn the engine off on a spaceship while it's all in the space.
All the air.
No, I'm not worried about that. I imagine that's on some kind of, it's either on a different thing or it's on a backup. But the ship doesn't stop dead in its tracks.
No, there is no friction in space, is there?
It's just going to keep going at the speed that it was going.
Ah. Well, what happens is Kai gets, he passes Damon on the way by. And I did remember his name this time.
Nice.
So, making progress. And so he passes Damon, and he's got some security guys with him, and they can't. He scans his like key card. It doesn't work because it's been hacked. They got a virus up in there. It's not going to work.
Not only did this mysterious hacker open the door, but he blocked all other access.
Yeah, so he's trapped in there. Great job, hacker. What a smart guy. So finally, he pulls out his gun, and he goes to shoot it, and Damon's like, okay, easy there, cowboy. If you break that, I have to fix it, and I don't want to do that, so let me just fix it now and unhack it. So he de-hacks the keypad, and they open the door, and inside is Crash Override from the movie Hackers. No, I'm just kidding. It's Ron Weasley.
It is.
It's literally Ron Weasley.
Yep.
Not literally in the sense that it is actually Rupert Grint, but like this is the 15th Weasley child. This is toe to tip, this is a Weasley.
Yeah. Barry Weasley.
Gary Weasley. We got the theme song. We come back, and he's in lockup. Archie's there. I called him Archie. Dang it. That was so good with Damon.
You can only have one.
I got
you can
one
have Damon, or you can have Kai.
Okay, so Kai is there, and I think Damon's there, and some security guys. And then the captain comes in and is like, you're the hacker? You did all this hacking? And he's like, yeah. And I guess his name is Matthew, and I don't remember if he gives that to them or if he just knows it.
The captain just comes in and says, you're Matthew.
You're Matthew, aren't you? You look like such a Matthew, Ron Weasley. And he's a teen, and I'd say that because he's real crappy.
Yeah, the captain is like, why did you do that? And so Matt Weasley looks down in a way and is like, I don't know.
Like, you know.
You know why.
You didn't hack into navigation and shut the whole system off just because.
Yeah. You have a motivation.
Well, I was bored. So I did it. So boring in space. And they're like, shut up. Let me see your ID. And he's like, I lost it. So you can't see it. And they're like, that's bull.
And Damon, it makes sense in like 5 minutes, but right now he's like, you don't even have a uniform. And Damon, buddy.
He's in a jumpsuit. That's his uniform.
Jumpsuit. So I guess there are three uniforms. There's a pink one, a blue one, and a green mechanic's jumpsuit.
Yeah. And then, the security has a kind of a different thing.
That's true. Theirs is a little different.
And then the Starship Troopers have their own.
Well, that's only if they're in combat.
Right.
Kai also had that. Like, Kai and Kendrick also had that
on. That was for, like, a training. I don't think he, like, is going to hop into that when he has to fight. Because we saw when the first monster attack was Radster.
Yeah.
That, like, there was just guys in suits and Starship Troopers there. So he's like, you don't have an ID. You don't even have an ID. And he's like, yeah, I'm a stowaway and I want to go home.
So, not hard to no, get onto this top secret, not top secret, but like very exclusive space colony. I wish that we could have seen how Matthew snuck on.
Obviously with hacking.
He hacked in.
He had to hack something. He couldn't hack himself
up an ID card. He opened up his whole brain and became a flash drive.
Yeah, he plugged himself in and downloaded him into the city and now is back to
and
a boy.
And he printed himself out.
He 3D printed himself a boy again. But he's homesick and a bad actor. Because he's like, I just want to go home. And he's like, he's doing like sad acting, you know, like that melodramatic like sad acting.
Mm-hmm.
But like school play level sad acting.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, he's a kid. You can't really blame him. But like, not great. And he's homesick. And he's like, I just want to go home. And they're like, well, that sucks because you're in space.
Right.
And then some woman comes in and whispers into Kai's ear. And Kai's like, we're getting a transmission from his mom. And they put his mom on Skype.
The frequency is only going to last a few moments.
I guess.
That's not how any of that works.
No. No. Nope. So his mom Skypes in via satellite.
Unless, okay, I don't know the speed of a radio wave. Well, no, never mind, because Terra Venture's not moving.
No, it's stopped. Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
That doesn't even make sense. Yeah. They can't be moving faster than the wave and like just blast out of range of it because they're just stopped dead in space.
Yeah, because they apparently when you turn the engines off, it fires a reverse thruster to stop it real quick.
Yep.
His mom is like mad and sad, and she's like, "I'm never gonna see you again," and then like says like, "I love you, goodbye," and he does too, and it's like actually kind of sad.
It is. It's like it's a pretty heavy moment. It's,
yeah, for Power Rangers, episode 5, they got like pretty sad and heavy.
There's this kid who's like, "I just wanted to see space, so I snuck onto a spaceship, but you can't go back. The captain has to like go over and be like, look, little dude. We can't stop this mission and turn all of these people around. We'll run out of fuel. We'll run out of food.
Yeah.
And we can't throw all that away for one boy. So welcome to Terra Venture.
So you got to learn to fit in. Like, get a job, you bum." He's, like, very nice about it. He's not a jerk about it.
He's nice about it, but it's also, like, very truthful about, like, we can't...
Yeah.
Do anything special for
you. It's weird that there's a certain amount of food, because isn't that what all like the plants and stuff are for?
You would think, I mean, maybe there's a certain amount of food to get them started while they're waiting for the first cycle of agriculture.
But yeah, probably. But also, like, if you do turn around, you can go restock up.
That's true.
You know, I'm just saying, Captain.
Unless the Nasada spent all of their money.
Yeah. Oh, Nasada's broke. He's like, we're on a very important mission. We're going to find new worlds. Why is it important? What happened to Earth? Why is Earth so bad now?
Well, I mean, we're kind of there in real life, too, aren't we?
But this is 1999. This isn't 2017.
That's true.
Unless they knew.
I mean, this is the not too distant future.
Oh, so Lost Galaxy takes place in the 2017.
Yeah.
Okay. They're like, yeah, we got to get off this planet right now. We got to go. It's so bad down here.
We messed it up. We have to go ruin a different one now.
Let's go mess up Miranoi. We cut to the next day. We've got a commercial comeback, and it's the next day, and he's now Matthew is in a jumpsuit just like Damon's. He has been given a job, and that is to do mechanic stuff. And their first job is at a railing factory. As far as I can tell, because
yeah,
just,
all they do is manufacture catwalks.
There's just catwalks and railings as far as the eye can see.
They're making the set for Space Mutiny.
This is yes. This is valuable real estate that Terra Venture was like, we need a catwalk farm. We gotta grow them somewhere,
and it's powered by ooze.
Yeah, there's literal cans of Ninja Turtle ooze in a breaker box that they have to replace, and they're like, all right, be careful. And then we cut back to Damon is showing him how to do that. They're in like protective suits from the ooze, I guess. And we cut to the Scorpion ship. I don't know what it's called.
I don't think they've called it anything.
I feel like they did, but I just heard Scorpio. So like I think they were just talking about him. Maybe it's like it's his ship. Anyway, so Furio is talking to Scorp. And he's like, I'm going to send a bug man down, and he's going to gas the place. Everyone's going to fall asleep, and we'll be able to do whatever we want there.
So I feel
we'll
like...
put everybody's hands in warm water and put their undies in the refrigerator.
That'll get them.
Got them. Furio pranks.
I feel like Furio, when he was talking to Scorps, was like, I will send Gasser, and he will gas the place. But then later, I swear... Alpha called the monster Froyo, so I do not know what this monster's name was.
It was Gasser.
Okay, then what was Alpha talking about? Because he did not say Gasser.
Did he say, like, Leo? But,
oh, maybe.
But he said Froyo instead.
But he said Froyo.
He's trying out a cute nickname for Leo. Look, it's not great, Alpha.
Well,
they
maybe,
can't all be your boy Tiki.
Maybe he just said Leo, but he, like... had a little glitch and just like jumped back to 6 for a minute. He was like, Leo, yo, yo, Rangers.
Fro, yo, 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 Ranger boys. Oh, there's a lot of weird cuts in this episode.
Yes.
That they're just like, whatever. Just do it. Just cut to that other thing.
Yeah, we're here now. It's fine.
So Fira's like, I'll send him to the planet, and he'll, or to Terra Venture, and he'll gas it. Smash cut to him gassing it. He lands, he's like, I'm gasser. And then just like red gas comes out, and people, they definitely, in the Sentai footage, they definitely have like convulsions and fall down.
Yeah.
But they are asleep. Don't yes. worry, kids.
They fall asleep.
Yes.
In the American footage.
From the gas. The sleep, the red sleep gas.
that's the one.
So Damon gets beeped, and I was like, does he have a communicator? Where did they get these? So he's like, hey, I got to go over there for a minute. Are you going to be good with the ooze? I know it's literally your first day training, but I'm just going to – I know you're not done with the first hour of your shift, but I'm just going to like leave you on the register for a while.
Welcome to retail, kid. You did it.
Good luck. And so he walks away, and I was like, does he have a – like, does he have a beeper, like a communicator? And he goes – what's up? And they have morphers.
Yeah.
Where'd they get them?
From the mega ship.
They're not those ones, though. They're new ones.
Yeah.
And they Deca haven't used them to morph yet.
Nope.
Because they used the swords.
Also, I don't think there's a call this episode. It just cuts to them morphed and fighting again.
Yep.
What is so weird? Why are they doing that?
It's very weird. Also, I feel like we should mention, Matt... something happens in this episode. Matt's like, I want to be on that episode. But he said episode number 6, and this is 5. And so I think someone, either him or us, got some wires crossed. So I messaged him about it. Hopefully he'll be on the next episode, which the teaser spoiler image at the end on Netflix looks like it's going to be bonkers.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get him on for that one. He is in transit over the ocean.
Well, he just tweeted not too long ago he's got one more sleep in Scotland.
Okay, so he's probably asleep now then.
Yeah, so he leaves in the morning.
All right, well, hopefully we'll hear from him. Anyway, it was a goof. We goofed up because, like, the Megazord happens later. We finally get the Megazord 5 episodes in, but they're doing a lot of weird, not very Power Rangers stuff.
Yeah. Or,
well, I guess they are, but they're doing, like, late-game Power Rangers stuff. But this is like a new series.
Yes.
So they shouldn't be doing this yet. We'll talk about it when we get to the Megazord fight.
Okay.
So Kai's like, hey, Damon, I need you to, like, there's a thing going on. We need to go. And he's like, okay. And so he just jumps there and is morphed. And the Rangers are fighting Gasser. And they get gassed. And I swear to God, they all fall asleep.
Yeah, it definitely is. It affects them this time.
Yeah, and they go, ugh, and they all fall down on the ground, and then we cut away. And I was like, oh no, the Rangers are asleep. Keep that in mind for a minute from now. We cut back to Matt Weasley, and he is protected in his suit, but a bunch of idiots around him are not. And they all, like, take their helmets off. They're like, whoa, cloud of gas is approaching.
They have their protective gas repellent suits.
They're in like beekeeper gas nuclear suits.
And they see gas coming and they take their helmet part off for a closer look at it, I guess.
Yeah. I want nothing in between me and this. I want to get the naked eye on this gas. And they all fall asleep and he is like, oh, I gotta go. And he turns and runs. And he puts his like bag over his shoulder, but he does catch his suit and gets a little rip in it. And he like holds it and starts running. And then we see the gas just, like, make everyone fall asleep. Like, everybody at command and everybody at a bunch of other places.
They named the captain. Was it Stern? Is it Captain Stern?
I'm just calling him Captain My Notes because I haven't heard a name associated with him.
They name him when they find him later. But we see him pass out
Captain
now.
Captain Stieg.
No, I don't think it's Stieg.
I'm pretty sure it might be Stieg.
I think it might be...
Sturg.
Sturg.
It's Captain Sturg. Captain Sturgis, the bike man that get that bike rally at Sturgis.
He looks like he would bike.
I bet he bikes or did. Now he can only smart cart if he wants to get his fix. Everybody's asleep. Furio's there as Matt is running away, and he like hides behind a bush and like makes a noise. And Furio's like,
he dropped some pliers, I think is the noise that he made.
Okay, I thought he just like stepped on a branch. But Furio looks over and he's like, and there's like a buggy between Furio and Matt. And Furio's like, hey, quit it, buggy. And then let's go. And so they start going. Ron runs around through like another door, and some buggies see him, and the like they
just,
all get caught on a door.
They're just giving up the ghost. He's gonna call him Ron now.
I forgot his name. Look, he's just a Ron. He's just such a Ron, and I hate my stepdad Ron.
He looks like a Ron.
So I'm just gonna call him Ron from here on out.
That's fine,
guys. So the buggies see him as he gets inside, but he gets to the elevator and it's just going slow, and he's hitting the button like 100 times. Like that works, and it opens, and he gets in, and it closes. And I thought like a buggy was gonna get a hand in. We were gonna get a Devin's ghost situation, but we did not. There will be no baseball golf today.
I forgot about his baseball golf,
and he wants to play killing. So the elevator is super duper slow, and he gets to the top, and he gets out. And forgets to hit the stop elevator button. Like, don't go anywhere. So Furio just, like, calls it back down. And he's like, oh, no. And he keeps hitting the button to bring it back, but it's too late.
He's like, oh, no, the elevator. And then he watches it just go down. Because he's on the top floor. He has nowhere to go. Like,
his His whole deal is, like, getting stuck somewhere. He's super good at that. But he's like, you know what I can do? I can hack this planet. I can hack this whole world. So he pulls out his little hacking keypad thing, and he hacks the elevator, and it stops. Fury's like, in it, and just, like, stops.
Yeah, stops on level, like, 33 or something.
Yeah, of, like, 150. I don't know how many they have. It's a big, big, tall building. But because he had to let go of the little hole in his suit, I guess some errant gas gets in there, because we cut away. Or no, he gets up to the emergency button. He hits the emergency, and we cut away to the Power Rangers fighting Gasser. So I guess they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine. Cause he passes out as he pushes the button.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Someone help!" But like, hey, dude, everyone is sleeping.
Yeah,
every single person here except for the five Power Rangers,
which
did fall asleep.
They fell asleep,
but they woke up.
Their masks made it less, so it was just like a temporary thing. I guess. I don't know.
I mean, it does not affect them from this point forward.
Yeah, they just walk right through and it's fine. But Alpha gets the emergency call and is like, Rangers, you gotta come back. And this is when he says Froyo, but I think he said Leo and it just got garbled.
Maybe.
And he's like, I got something real cool for you that you're gonna wanna check out here at the spaceship.
I mean, yeah, but why right now?
Well, because they got these toys that they gotta sell. So he calls them back.
This makes no sense. Like, as I was watching it, it was like, fine, whatever. I'm watching Power Rangers and this is happening.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm thinking about it now and it makes absolutely no sense.
Nope. So what happens is he calls them back and he's like, I got these flying go-karts.
Yeah, the Gym Jammers.
They're the Gym... I think they're called the Jet Jammers.
Jet Jammers. These jam the jets.
These Flim Flammers are repurposed Astro Gliders. And they got seats in them now so you can Mario Kart. That's the difference. And so they're like, yeah, these are awesome. And they're like just talking them up.
And so they just get in them and leave Terra Venture, which I don't know if you remember this, is in a crisis right now.
Yeah, well, they fly out into space, which I was very confused about. But this is part of their plan. They're going to shoot a hole into Terra Venture from the top and get to the command, which is at the very top.
Okay. Now I'm worried about the air.
Yeah, they definitely shoot holes in it. I don't know what they're... I don't know. The writers... Judd Lynn wrote this episode. But, like, there's, like, a writer team where they were all like, yeah, and they fly out and they... Yeah, okay, and I'll go write it. You know, there's, like, a couple other people, I assume. Are they just... it's on space. It's in space, but fuck it. It doesn't matter. We'll just do whatever we want for the drama.
Yeah, we just need a certain amount of things in space every few episodes.
Yeah. Why?
This is just a Star Wars dogfight.
It's a Star Wars dogfight, so they can get back to their Star Trek ship.
They are out in their little, like, space carts zipping around to shoot a couple buggies.
Like, four, and that, like, tops.
They're just flying.
It's like, so dumb, because they want to get to because the elevator is hacked and broken, so they can't get up, so they have to get around and go back in. According to Alpha, which is fine. You don't need to stop to have a dogfight. That doesn't matter. Also, don't shoot a hole in it. Maybe there could be a hatch. We know Power Rangers can breathe in space.
And so can children and turtles.
Children and turtles and everyone, I guess. No rules just right here in the Outback Space House. So they... forgot. When they're on their jet jammers, one of them, I think it was Damon, is like, let's jam! Do you remember...
I almost quit when you said that.
Do you remember jetting?
I do.
This is the new jetting.
Well, yeah, it's right there in the name.
Let's do some jetting, guys. And they put their hands on their hips and they genie from Aladdin away. So they breach into the command tower. Everybody's asleep. Matthew's like, I tried so... And he falls asleep. Because I guess there was like a little bit of gas left in there. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's only getting in through that little hole, so
it's a slow leak.
It's a slow leak, yeah.
So we cut to a commercial, and when we come back, they're outside fighting Gasser.
We cut back to Leo jumping into Gasser's face.
Wait a minute. Why did you go to the tower? Why did you leave Gasser to go to the tower to come back to fight Gasser? You didn't do anything. This is just to make Matthew look like a hero, but he sucks.
And he already had that moment.
Yeah.
And he gets it again later.
But, like, here's the thing. Were they trying to get the ooze and that's why he was running away? What did they want?
It can't be that because he left the ooze.
No, he put the ooze was all in his little, like, duffel bag that he ran with.
Okay.
I don't remember what he said, but like, yeah, we'll go down, we'll put everyone to sleep, and then assume the plan was stab the Power Rangers in the head or steal their Quasar Sabers or something. But I guess it was just get in that tower and poke around a bit. And then when they couldn't, they left. And we had to go through all this rigmarole of them going to space and blowing a hole in the roof for fucking nothing. I'm so mad at this episode right now. Then they're fighting, and Gasser's like, oh yeah, get ready for this. More gas. And it puts out so much gas. Gas is the whole city of Terra Venture. We get a wide shot of a city. Like, not like, here's the dome, and there's like a city kind of in it a little bit. Like, oh, here's the downtown Austin area. They're like, no, here is Texas is covered in gas now. How big is Terra Venture?
At least Texas.
Here's the thing. From the outside, when you see it, one of the buildings touches the top.
Yep.
We got a wide shot of all the buildings, and none of them was touching the top. Because it was on Earth in the same time, but they sent it to space.
Yep. So all that gas, I guess, makes the Galactic Beasts mad because they just come out.
They come out and they vape it all.
They just huff the gas.
They just huff all that paint gas.
And it's good because it turns right to stone.
They huff that gas and they get stone.
That good gas.
That good gas. And so now they're all stoned.
So apparently... Latasha was looking up some trivia, and she hit me with a couple of them. And Gingaman is a nature Sentai.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, it's like, yeah. I said Earth-based, but I meant nature, yeah.
Yeah, and this was gonna be a nature season of Power Rangers. But
okay.
Because In Space did good,
no!
They made it space again.
No! That's not... The space wasn't the good part of In Space! We weren't like, oh man, it's space rules. Have you seen all that space in it? No.
So that is why Lost Galaxy is another space season after a space season.
I hate Lost Galaxy so much. Why?
Also, Damon and Trakina fell in love and are married in real life.
I know, that's very sweet, and I'm very happy about that. And good for both of them. But... This sucks that they're like, oh, In Space was good, so do it again. That's not how it works.
How can we shoehorn space into this
That's
nature?
Not how, I can't wait for light space rescue next.
They described it. They describe it as a space. Sit down.
Okay.
Okay. Is a space opera.
Nope. Wrong. No, I don't want to do it anymore, Josh.
We have to.
We're going to Time Force. We're just skipping.
Nope. We're going to watch every bad season between this one and that one.
There's only two. Fine. So all the galactic buddies huffed paint and now they're stone. And Gasser comes up and starts hitting them with a hammer. And so and they start exploding all over the place.
He's hitting one in the toe with a hammer. Yeah, with a Donkey Kong, like arcade Donkey Kong hammer.
Yeah, and it's the start of Wrestle Kingdom 9 out front with there's just explosions everywhere. And then the Power Rangers jump up because like our galactic buddies huffed all that paint for us. We gotta save him. As they jump in, and he just goes, whatever!
They jump up, they're like, we're going to make them better. And Gasser don't care.
Yeah. So they land on him, they're like, we're going to use the trans daggers to make him not stoned anymore. So they hit him with, I guess they stab him in the head a little bit.
Just hold them up while they're standing on them, and then a bunch of colored light beams come on them, and it makes them better. It breaks the rocks, and now they also have a robot mode.
Now they have robot modes. And I swear to God, Leo says, now they're even more powerful. Before anything happens.
He does.
Like, they're still regular. They're unstoned, but they are still regular mode.
They're sobered up.
How do you know?
He can feel it. It's like second nature to him.
This sucks so much.
Hey, do you remember how that's a line from the first episode?
And we talk about it all the time. And how I feel like we're the only people that talk about it. I've never heard anybody else reference that line from Power Rangers, but it is a hallmark of the Morphin Grid. Then they turn into robots. They get a robot mode. And I thought, because again, Matt said episode 6 was the Megazord one, or he said he wanted to do episode 6 and then talked about the Megazords, and in my brain, they turned into one thing. I was like, okay, they're robots. They're just going to do a robot individual fight, and it'll be fine. Nope, Megazord.
No, as soon as they're robots, they're all just parts.
Yeah, that's Zeo. That's the worst part about Zeo.
Yeah, I also think it sucks that they turn into robots.
Yeah, I like them a lot better as not robots. Yeah. And I know that the whole deal is you got to make a giant robot.
Yeah, but you can make a giant robot out of actual robots.
You could have held off, at least.
Yeah.
Like, give me, like, here's the thing. None of them did anything except the lion.
Yep.
Like, Connor didn't do anything. Wildcat didn't. Oh, it's called a Wildcat, the pink one. BT Dubs. Wolf didn't do anything. Gorilla didn't do anything. Why not? Why not, guys? This is the worst space opera. Space Mutiny is a better space opera.
Oh, 1,000 times.
Than this season so far. So they turn into the Megazord and they kill the bad guy.
That's it.
Literally, that's how fast it takes. That's what happens. Do you remember when they would do Zord fights?
I do. That used to be like a very cool, important thing that they did.
Do you remember how in, I think it was like Zeo. Well, I mean, I guess it was in season 2 because there was like a mess going on with that. But then we got to Cocker Ranger footage and then Zord fights were back, baby. And then we went to Zeo. About halfway through, it was like Zeo dead. Like Zeo, Megazord dead.
Yep.
And then about halfway through Turbo, Zeo, Megazord dead. And about halfway through In Space, Zeo, Megazord dead. And they might have done it before then. They might have done it in season 1 and 2 also. But like they, for the most part, last 3 years, it's about halfway through. You've seen it enough. They got more story they want to tell than the Zord fight. But it's obligated contractually, so they do it like that. They earned that.
Yeah.
They have not earned it yet because this is literally the first time. As far as we know, this can't do anything. It just kills the monster.
Yeah, it's...
it's not special.
It is so crazy to me when they don't do a Zord fight.
They waited 5 episodes and I don't, to not do a Zord fight.
Yeah, and I don't mean like there's just not a Zord fight this episode. What I mean by don't do a Zord fight is that you go through the motions and then just kill him.
You waste all the time of putting them together and then they just die, especially when you purposely didn't do that in episode 1.
Like, half of your superhero team is giant robot fights.
Yeah.
Half of your superhero show is supposed to be giant robot fights.
Yeah.
And for some reason, you started to hate those, and I don't know why. Because if you go back to season 1, the Megazord fights are some of the best parts.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It was like, it's a 20-minute episode. 20 to 21 minute episode. By minute 17 at the latest.
Yeah.
Like, it's Zord time. Sometimes they turn into Zords like 10 minutes in and were Zords the rest of the time. And it was cool and good.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was stinkers. It wasn't all great.
Well, no.
But they did the Zord fights. They didn't do it this time.
Struggles
like at all.
And the Megazords would take hits sometimes.
Yeah.
And you know all that footage is there because the Sentai didn't chicken out on giant fights.
No. And also, and again, and I don't want to beat this dead horse, they didn't do this in episode one. They teased out the Megazord for 5 episodes just to give us this?
I wouldn't even say they teased the Megazord.
Starting with episode 3, they had the Galacta Buddies in. You know? So, like, there's going to be a Megazord because in the credits. So, like,
you don't even get a good look at him. Like, he comes together and blows the monster up, and then you can see, like, his shoulders and up through the fire, but it's all distorted by smoke.
Like, on Super Sentai Bros, Dave is like, I love those Zord fights. I want to see those Zord fights. So, like, you know that Zord fights are important. And, like, he wasn't, like, he didn't, you know, not into Power Rangers. Like, he was the, when they started, he was the one who had not seen any Sentai. So, like, he's like, that's what I'm here for, is the Zord fights.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was like, I love these Zord fights because they're big robots and they fight monsters.
They have rules.
And you get this, and it blows.
It sucks. It really does.
So mad at this episode. So we cut back to Command, and Captain. Someone hands Captain a little box, and Captain opens it and takes out an Olympic silver medal and walks over.
It straight up has an Olympic torch on it.
It's got a torch on it. Like, this is literally Olympus's symbol from WMAC Masters.
Yeah. Congratulations, Ron. Beat Olympus in the WMAC Masters tournament. You get his emblem to put on your sweet belt.
This is his key symbol. Put it in your belt. Save it for later. So he puts it on Matthew. He's like, thank you for your courage and bravery saving us. How's that, Captain?
Oh, he hit the alarm and the Power Rangers left the fight for a minute.
And then went back to the fight immediately. He did nothing. He accomplished nothing. It is pointless.
He did stop Furio from getting to the...
To command. That's true. Maybe he wanted to get to command and be like, blow it up.
I'm sure there's a self-destruction button in there.
So you know what? All right, Ron, we'll give it to you. You get that one. You did stop Furio from getting in. And he's like, I'm not walking up the stairs.
Is Furio and the 6 or 7 buggies that were with him
still in the elevator?
Still in the elevator?
I like to think that they got in, they got up like 6 floors and it stopped. And they're like, we'll just walk down the stairs. We're leaving. We're not going up 40 stairs.
Furio looks at the buggies and he's like, you figure it out. And he just leaves.
He teleports away. So there are 6 buggies just in their elevator. That they can't use anymore because that's Buggy Town now.
Yep.
He's still sad. He's like, I wish I could show my mom a silver medal for saving everybody.
Take me down to Buggy Town. Like Funky Town.
I got it.
Boop, 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 boop.
Okay.
Look.
It's been an episode. I understand.
The cough medicine has settled in. It's been an episode.
So anyway, he's sad and he walks away all sad Hulk style. And then it goes to Damon and Kendricks is there. And we see Kendricks.
We do not see Leo and Maya not as Power Rangers in this episode at all.
Again, we only heard Maya say like, maybe one other thing.
Yeah. Kendricks looks concerned.
Yeah, she's like, oh, that's so sad.
And Damon is right behind her like, oh, got an idea.
He's cheesing. Like, what are you doing, dude? If you didn't know what was going to happen and you were like a dumb kid, you'd be like, why is he smiling? Is he happy?
Why is Damon so happy that Matt is miserable?
Now I have an apprentice. Yes.
Finally, someone else can mechanic around here.
Yeah, someone else can switch out to ooze. I don't want to. So then he's walking just on a sidewalk somewhere in Terra Venture, Matt is. And the Rangers jump in, and they do their, like, over-the-camera jump. They're like, ha, 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 ha. And they land, and Damon runs up and hugs Matt. And is like, man, you did it. This is great. And that's fine, but he's a Power Ranger now, and they don't know that he's the Power Ranger. But he's like, oh, the Green Ranger, wow. Or Power Rangers, oh, man. He's like, hey, I heard you want to go home. And he's like, yep. And then we cut to command again, where Cap's like, who would be sending us a signal now? And it's the Power Rangers on the Astromega ship And they're like, hey, we're taking him home. We'll be back. We just got to run to Earth real quick, and then we'll be back. and then the episode ends.
Yep.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Josh.
Yeah, I started this one.
Oh, I have to pick the best, don't I?
Or do we do best first? I guess we do, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah, we've only been doing it for, what was this, 4 seasons now?
Oh, you know how I do.
I'm going to say the best is, I think we kind of walked by, I definitely mentioned it, but I think we walked by it because like a lot of other dumb stuff was happening. My favorite is Gasser just yelling, whatever!
Yeah.
Because I don't know why he did it, but it made
me
laugh
the most.
Second
time a monster has had just a quick, goofy line. Because last time, Horns was like, nope.
Was that the best last time, too?
That was your bet. My best, I think, was the buggy fight last time.
Okay.
I don't know if you ended up changing it or not.
I don't know. Anyway,
I'm going with Gasser this time as well because this episode's bad.
Yeah. The worst is... I guess the worst is the fact that they don't explain that like Matt stomped Furio and that's the important part. They focus on the fact that he hit the emergency button that called the Rangers there that they went back for. That scene is the worst.
Yeah, my worst is them leaving a fight with the monster to shoehorn in a space scene and then go back to fighting the monster.
I already forgot about the space scene. That's how much I hate it.
Yep, that's my worst.
That's the worst.
And the damn jet gymmers or whatever.
The Gem Jam podcast. No, I like that. also, the ladies from the Gem Jam, Annie, Kit, and Mac, just started like a YouTube channel where they played dating games called Date Me, Damn It. And I have not watched the first episode yet, but I'm very excited too. So you should probably check that out. But the MVP has got to be Maya for keeping out of this episode, mostly.
Yep.
That's it.
She knew. She was like, I can't.
I'll give it to Damon. I'll give it to Damon. Because he did stop Kai from blowing up a door frame because he's like, hey, I don't want to fix that. That's jerk.
That's true.
He did, like, take Matt under his wing, and he was the one who's like, hey, we can just take him home. Like, off screen, but obviously it had to be him.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no one else really makes any sense.
No, because Kenders was in it for 1 second.
Yeah.
Kai was in it a couple times just doing regular baseline Kai stuff. Leo wasn't in it basically at all except for the morph stuff. Maya wasn't in it basically at all except for the morph stuff and like two lines. Captain, oh, you know what? No, I'm going to give it to the captain.
Yo, yeah, he did great this time.
He was great this time. I'm going to give it to Captain.
Yes, Captain Stern, Steve,
Captain
Stevens.
Sumberberger. Rough Refreshment, Sumberberger.
Yep.
The Irascible Coxswain. Yeah, that guy. MVP. So, Josh, any final thoughts?
This was the last thing I was talking about. Them turning into robots and being a Megazord was the last introductory thing that I was talking about. I hope they don't get more stupid vehicles.
Oh, you know they're gonna. Hey guys, spoil something. There's a whole arc called the Lost Galactabeasts.
Well,
so they get more Zords at least.
More organic monsters.
Man, I really like them as organic. I wish they would have done more with
that. They forced the turd into robots and combine into a man.
It's just.
I hope the season gets good now. I hope we're past the weird stuff.
Yes, please, and thank you. So my final thought is, skip it.
It's not worth it. I bet you see more of the Megazord next time.
Probably. Or maybe you don't see any because it's called the Lights of Orion, and I feel like that's a pretty big thing going forward.
That is a running thing for a little while.
I don't know what that is. I don't remember what it is, but that'll be next time. So I got nothing else. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you on Friday, right? Yeah, this is a Monday episode. So we'll see you on Friday for Lights of Orion. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Also, I did like had a lot of like emotional leakage earlier when I was listening to Kesha. So, thinking about pro wrestling, listening to Kesha is a rough mix.